Because you get up early, Jeff Sloan has to get up early to host the Pre-W Smith Show. And that's what you are listening to now on 760 WJR.
All right, welcome to the Pre-W Smith Show on a Friday morning here in Detroit. It is June 16th, and we're ready for the weekend. Still got another full day of work ahead, but other than that, we're definitely ready. Okay, now first to the weather. Boy, it's supposed to be a beautiful, beautiful weekend. Weather improving today, a nice day, but Saturday and Sunday even better. Highs in the low 80s, mostly sunny, and Father's Day looks great for outdoor activity, whatever you may be doing to honor your dad. What a nice thought that is. Okay, and then in news, I don't know if you guys heard it or not, but Jeff Bezos, who was at one time the richest person in the world, has now been overtaken by Larry Ellison. Larry Ellison, of course, the co-founder of Oracle, and he is now the third richest person in the world, displacing Bezos, moving him from third to fourth richest person in the world. That according to Forbes. And this largely happened, guys, because Oracle stock has just been on a roll. Ellison's net worth as a result of the value of the stock, this is insane, but he's now worth $152 billion, while Bezos now at $149 billion. Poor guy.
God. Poor guy.
Unbelievable. God. Unbelievable. Wow.
Good for them, though.
Yeah. Now, in case you were wondering, just ahead of Ellison now, as he tries to now go for the number two and possibly even the number one spot of wealthiest person in the world, he trails Tesla's CEO, Elon Musk. Musk worth $235 billion now, according to Forbes. And then LVMH chairman Bernard Arnault at $225 billion. So Musk is the richest, and Bernard Arnault is second richest. Then third is Ellison.
Yeah, and we have our very own local celebrity, Marion Ilitch. Actually, Jeff also made the Forbes richest self-made woman list. And as we know, Marion Ilitch is the founder and chairwoman of Ilitch Holdings. And she actually ranked eighth. She actually ranked above Oprah and Rihanna and Kim Kardashian with a net worth of $4 billion.
Wow.
So it's kind of exciting to have somebody local who does so much good for Detroit community.
Yeah. That's an important point you just made. It's not just someone who's had great business success and who has amassed a fortune. That's all just kind of cool and novelty and, you know, whatever. But when they're generous, when they're community-centric, like she is, that just makes it, that makes the story complete, and it really, frankly, makes it worth highlighting.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh, yeah. And to say that she's, you know, from Detroit, she's one of us, it's there's something sweet about that, right? I mean, yep. It feels good. But not to be overshadowed, but Taylor Swift also made the list, because why don't we just keep talking about Taylor Swift this whole week?
Can you talk about anybody else? I mean, seriously, you just can't. She's everywhere, and it's all about her.
She's literally everywhere. She has ranked number one as the richest woman in music. Again, according to Forbes, she has a net worth of $740 million above Beyonce at $540 million. And she, I think we talked about earlier this week, she so generously, when she was here in town those 2 days, she generously donated to Gleaners Food Bank the equivalency of thousands and thousands of meals. So very, very, very kind.
Absolutely. And then beyond her philanthropic and charitable contribution, just her presence here in Detroit over the last couple of days, I think I read that it was the most successful weekend for hotels here in Southeast Michigan so far this year, just by the presence of Taylor Swift being in town. And I actually think I started thinking about that. I think that that happened because her entourage probably has 1,000 people in it,
right? Absolutely.
To put that show on.
Easily.
I saw
absolutely.
50 semis they came in with.
That, what is it, Mark?
They came in with 50 semis.
50 semis. There you go. Okay.
Holy cow. I mean, there goes the inflation. That just, right. I mean, there you go. Now we know why.
Exactly. And I'll tell you this, the show is magnificent. Now, I haven't gone, I haven't seen it, but I've seen video and I've heard and read all the comments, and it's one to remember. All right. So there you have it. Kicking this Friday morning off right here on the Pre-W Smith Show. We're going to head to a break, but you can count on us being back in just a minute. Stick with us.